Dr. Kurt Lacey, livestock economist with the University of Georgia, knows we're all aware that they currently are at historically high levels. But put all the factors together, and he says we will be looking at less beef production and higher beef prices due mainly to low numbers of cattle.
Heifer supplies, or the number of heifers that are being held back as replacements, have actually increased over the last two or three years. But the issue is that we've been liquidating more cows than we've been saving heifers. And if you look at the drought that we've got now occurring in the southern plains and out west, even though we would like to try to rebuild the herd, I think it's going to be a year or two before we actually see some rebuilding occur.
Lacey said unlike folks out in the southwest, this area of the country looks good right now when it comes to pastures and hay fields.
This year, I think we're in really good shape in terms of precipitation and subsoil moisture. Right now, we've got plenty, and all of the long-term forecasts call for normal precipitation at least through the end of April and May. So it looks like we're going to be in good shape to start the summer. Depending on who you believe, we may have a chance at maybe just some below normal precipitation, but there's really nothing that calls for any type of drought occurring in the near future. So I think we're in good shape in terms of forage growth, hay production, and pasture production this year.
So when it comes to cattle prices for the rest of this year, he said,
barring some major unforeseen event, things should be really good this year.
And if everything holds as it is, he said Southeast livestock producers should be looking at a pretty good year. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.